Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendry Thing Showers, the new way to shower, the everything shower, which is one of the first things we're going to talk about. But I am Jack, and that is
Miles
Gray.
Thank you for having me.
And great, Miles, a little here. Housekeeping up top.
Yeah.
First time in the history of the show, we're trying a new publication schedule out for the summer. We're going to scale back to a mere 8 episodes a week.
Yes.
We're going to try some new episode formats. So for you, the listener, it'll be one episode on Friday and one episode on Monday. And then Tuesday morning's episode, we'll be trying some different stuff out.
Yeah. It's funny to say, like, we've never done anything. It's like when you do a daily show, like, it's hard to even take a breath to be like, okay, got ready for the next show.
Got to get the next one out.
Yeah, because we get guest offers and stuff for, like, people that we want to talk to that, like, might not quite be, like, a fit necessarily for, like, the main show, but also, like, people we want to talk to because they're very interesting. So you'll see stuff like that. And some of them might even be some of y'all. Who knows?
Yeah, we want to hear from you guys in addition to experts, or if you are an expert, we're looking for you guys to tell us something interesting about your job. You know what our jobs are. Our guests tend to also be people who work in the media like us. What's something interesting about your job? What's the craziest thing that ever happened to you on your job? What's something most people misunderstand about your job? Hit us on Twitter, in the Discord. Let us know.
DMs, whatever.
Yeah.
Come at me.
Come at us. Just not during my everything shower, because I won't answer.
Are your children doing everything showers? What experts tell you it's the new plague?
So an everything shower is a shower that you do everything in.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know I wasn't doing enough in my shower until
when I shave my feet and my shoulders. Do it all. Just like Homer.
So one of our producers told us when she does a foot scrub involving an exfoliant. I have never done that, which might explain why my kids asked me if the bottom of my feet are made of plastic. The other day, they touched them and were like, yo, what is...
Wait, what was going on? Were you just like barefoot? And like
barefoot
one of your kids just like touching your foot and they're like, oh,
yeah. Well, the second like my feet are exposed, they want to mess with them. I think because they are kind of calloused and weird looking and they know that it's an easy way to make me cry. So now it's... But yeah, my feet are pretty rough and tumble, and so maybe I need to incorporate more of an everything shower in.
I get it. Do your, you know, not everyone washes their hair if they have hair.
you know, right. in the shower. I cleanse my scalp every shower I take, but I get to, you want to do these other things that's a little more time consuming. You're in there a little bit longer, but why is there a reason why there's like the tag of like, and here's what experts are warning you about it.
Yeah. So they're basically saying, I think the experts in question, they're not like pulmonologists or like oncologists. Right. It's skincare experts who say okay. that showering for long periods of time can severely dry out the skin.
Right. So, right.
You know.
Oh, like, so because you get kind of pruney, like you don't want to get to that point from showering.
Yeah. So you want to, if you're going to do an everything shower, showering for over 15 minutes at a time, you're going to want to follow it by covering yourself with a thick moisturizer over the entire body.
Yeah. Consider Jack O'Brien's Plumpers Cream.
Yes.
One of the most Some of the best for a thick moisturizer.
You need some nice elastic skin when you've got legs Plumpies. That triple in size when you flex them, you know?
Man, that's why I, okay, well, I mean, you know, shout out to the people who are in the shower for 30 plus minutes.
Yes. Also covering yourself in a thick moisturizer, like then, so you're getting out of a shower that has basically put you into a coma, and then you're going to have to stand up because
up.
If you cover yourself in a thick moisturizer and then lay down, like I don't like the feeling.
Do you take your showers at night or something? At night? Is that why you're saying you're laying down after the shower?
No, because a shower over 15 minutes would put my ass down. You know?
Like, I love that that's your weakness, as a superhero. Weakness, really long shower, make
really
sleepy.
Long, warm showers. But I don't know. We also realized that you were not here for the shower orange controversy.
No, what the? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Like, I mean, it's just another thing to do in the shower. You start taking your meals
it's like
in there.
Birds aren't real type vibes, what I get from shower orange. Like, again,
I love that you refuse to even acknowledge this.
No, I'm disgusted by it. It's disgusting. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I get, you know, Becca was explaining, you know, there's aromatherapy and shower stuff. I get that. Like, I understand that. But then, like, the way this subreddit is worded, they're talking about, like, a transcendent religious experience. And I think it's just for sloppos who eat oranges all fucked up. And they're like, hey, wouldn't it be sick to just do it in a fucking shower so all the slop just, like, washes off of you and then you can do that? I'm like, well, I don't ever eat in the shower. I've never had the desire to eat in a shower. And even when I've, like, watermelon, other fruits that I like to enjoy, like, again, I get it all over my shit, whatever, and when it's hot out. Never like, oh, I wish I ate this in the shower.
I think the one thing that shower oranges have to recommend them over watermelon showers or shower watermelons is that you're going in with a completely sealed piece of fruit by a thick skin that also smells wonderful.
What's the way? So what are you saying? It's like the act of peeling it releasing
the
like oils in there?
Through the bathroom to the shower with a piece of food. Like, there's just something. It's not like my bathroom is just like disgusting at this point in my life. It certainly has been in the past. But the fact that there's not a single part of the thing I'm about to eat that is touching the air when I get on my way to the shower makes it feel a little safer for me.
What? So your concern is
a chicken leg or something like that that I've tried before.
I don't know. All I hear is my grandmother's voice. If she caught me eating an orange in her shower, she would be like, "That's nasty," and get out my shower with all that.
Yeah.
And I know you're not allowed to, about to have all that peel in my drain.
Right.
Because what do you do with the peel? You just let it fucking kick it, and then it's gonna get caught.
I mean, it's pretty big and chunky, so I feel like you can just like pick that out. That's another thing that recommends it to me, is like, it's not like you go in there and peel a carrot and then,
man,
it's just
super
like,
producer Victor has done this. Victor is chiming in saying you put the trash right next to the shower. Maybe I'll try it,
yeah,
just to see.
It's worth it. I mean, I was sold on it the last time we talked about it. And
have you done it?
I never tried it, so
because I don't buy oranges anyway. So that's the other thing, is like, I would have to go out of my way to make this shit happen.
We are a very fruitful family. We've got fruit on deck at all times.
Well, that makes sense.
So
does not eat solid foods yet. So, you know, well, I'm sure when we get to that point, it's going to be, you watch me, I'll be like fruit ninja up in this shit, the way I'm cutting up this fruit.
We've convinced these little fuckers that it's dessert, man. It's hilarious.
They have no suckers. Fucking idea.
They don't even know about candy, man. All right. RIP to Tina Turner.
Yeah.
One of the greats to ever do it. Passed away at the age of 83.
I didn't know she lived in Switzerland.
Yeah, I didn't either. Good for her.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I remember like over the years, I remember she had like some kind of intestinal cancer and then needed a kidney transplant like a few years ago. But yeah, I don't know what exactly happened, but they said she died peacefully, which is what you want to hear, which is the best we can hope for as mortal human beings. But yeah, that's wild.
New York Times' opening sentence says Tina Turner, the earth-shaking soul singer whose rasping vocals, sexual magnetism, and explosive energy made her an unforgettable live performer and one of the most successful recording artists of all time, died on Wednesday at her home in Küsnacht, Switzerland, I'm going to go with, near Zurich. She was 83. Do you think if I passed away that my sexual magnetism would be mentioned in the first sentence of my obituary?
I mean, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, so I just won't say anything, Jack. But okay. I don't know if that would be in the obit.
I don't think so. That's an amazing accomplishment to have sexual magnetism be second thing mentioned.
Undeniable.
Yeah, but absolutely. Absolutely truthful.
I mean, what they will say about you is his feet were made of plastic.
Puzzling scientists and little children alike.
Yeah, if your kids are writing the obit, they might hit you with that one.
Yeah.
Great father, feet of plastic, heart of gold.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
we're back. And there's been a character in Silicon Valley who infuses blood from young people into himself to like try and stay young. There is now a 45-year-old multimillionaire biotech person who is now like bragging about this. His latest venture involves getting blood plasma from his 17-year-old son, Bloomberg reported. And then he also gave it to his own father and is like, this is the first trigenerational blood exchange.
What are you fucking? This is some rich people shower orange shit.
Rich people. This is the shower orange of shower the orange. Extremely wealthy.
The fuck? Trigenerational blood exchange? The fuck is that?
They said it couldn't be done. He also looks like he may have had plastic surgery to look more like his son. He has like a
Side by side. I'm like, it's either strong. He looks like if Bono had a face filter on like Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's kind of his energy.
Yeah.
But damn, man. I mean, look, I get it. After hearing over and over in the playoffs that 38 is basically you on your deathbed because of LeBron James.
Right.
You get in touch with your mortality. And I get some people, man, especially in the U.S., man, the fear of mortality is something else. Like, it is just so not a part of our culture of like accepting that part where it's funny, too, like because in Japan, it's like completely different. But we hate death. We hate mortality. Don't tell me this shit ends.
I'm 38. I'm so irrelevant.
Nobody.
Not even in the core demo anymore. But it does make sense from a certain, like from an economic perspective. I feel like we will see more and more of this, whether people acknowledge it or not. You
see
know,
what? That, more trigenerational blood exchanges?
The rich people using their wealth to get the blood of young people in their veins because like they've hoarded all the wealth and you know,
they've extracted the wealth from the labor. Now extract the blood from the bodies.
From the bodies. Yes.
Come on.
So I could see it. It's also like because we're so like I was just talking to somebody about like they'd recently gotten scammed on like a real estate thing, and like real estate scams really fuck you up.
Jack,
like,
just say your friend Harlan Crowe got burned because people found out that he bought Clarence Thomas's mom's house.
But I was thinking about the fact that like I don't know. I think a lot of the you know, the fact that everyone has been made kind of cut off from social, like having like a community around them makes it easier for scammers to like come at people, like just generally because, you know, you don't have like friends to be like, this is a real estate agent I worked with. So I'm you know, like I can vouch for them. And so it's just all everybody's operating in a vacuum and just leaves us all a lot more vulnerable to scams, which is why that is truly America's number one growth industry.
I mean, I just looked at who else followed them on Instagram and Elon Musk also follows them. So I figured this is a safe bet.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Elon Musk, he just helped Ron DeSantis announce he's a DeSantis Republican. DeSantis revealed his decision that he is running for president in a federal election commission filing before an online conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk. I mean, we knew this was coming.
But yeah.
It has now come. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Whatever.
See what they have planned. They seem more confident than it would seem that they should be based on how things have gone so far and the fact that there's just like no support for him and he is allergic to charisma, but we'll see.
What's this fucking video that they played with this? Oh my God. I can't even watch this crap.
They played a video announcing it.
There's something going around on Twitter. I don't know if it has to do with the campaign, if it's like part of a campaign announcement video, but it's not interested. Not interested.
No, thank you.
Well, let's hear from a MAGA guy who's really unhappy about Ron DeSantis running.
Traitor!
So here we are. The evening that Ron DeSanctimonious, all the work that we put in for the last, I don't know, umpteen years.
Umpteen?
Comes down to this fucking guy coming in to fuck our shit up. Yeah, I don't like that.
This guy coming in here to fuck our shit up? I don't like that.
been doing it for the past umpteen years.
Yeah. All right, then.
That seems to be the general vibe. And he's not allowed to criticize Trump. So, and he's good boy, follow rules. So I don't know what he's going to, do. It'll be interesting to see.
It's wild to see like how also the conservative media is like already splintering, like where like the Babylon Bee is like kind of taking shots at Ron DeSantis.
No.
Like trying to look. Yeah, you get it. But then also like clearly Piers Morgan is full on the DeSantis train because he's just been incessantly just tweeting stuff about like everyone says he's a nerdy shitbag who stinks and is repulsive. I've actually spent 2 hours with him and I found him to be nerdy. More of a cock bag than a shit bag. And he's actually much shorter. And then he said, if I were Trump, I would be worried. It's like, wouldn't they? Whatever. Just get to the part where they scream at each other and then the racists get to pick who their king is.
But the whole thing seems to be like, he's like, you know whose campaign worked well? Jeb Bush in 2016 when he was the consensus pick among the mainstream media and absolutely nobody wanted to vote for him. That feels like he's very popular with very wealthy people and establishment people and the mainstream media. He like appeals to them in some way by their logic. So anyways, we'll see if that somehow starts to work.
Yeah.
And Shakira is trending for a couple reasons.
Oh,
both having to do with Miami.
Oh, okay.
So
what's the
one,
first?
A stupid one is just that, her and Jimmy Butler recently followed each other after she was witnessed in person his
Jimmy
game
Buckets.
Three demolition of the Boston Celtics.
Right.
And so people are shipping them and I am shipping them. I would love to see them get together.
She's like Gerard Piqué does not have an inside jumper. I'm sorry. He doesn't. But right. Jimmy does. And I like that. And also Jimmy's parents wouldn't kick me out of a home with their grandchildren like Gerard's did. But the other reason, I didn't know that her and Jimmy Buckets were following each other. Well, that will not be good news to Tom Cruise, because apparently they met at the Miami Grand Prix. And this is just from, I think this is from Vulture. They said, quote, Cruise believed there was chemistry and sent the singer flowers, but the gesture didn't change her mind. The source added that Cruise appeared, quote, giddy after spending time with Shakira, similar to how, quote, how he acted when he began dating his former spouse, Katie Holmes. Quote, he came away convinced they had a real connection. They needed to build on, the source said. Quote, she doesn't want to embarrass or upset him, but there's no attraction or romance on her part. She was just being friendly. She's flattered, but not interested.
Oh, buddy.
Tommy.
Yeah. It's, we'll see, you know, when he sets his mind and cult full of slave labor on something, you never know what's gonna happen. I vote Jimmy Butler.
You vote Jimmy Butler over Tom Cruise for Shakira's heart?
Yeah, as a partner.
Okay, my heart wants that, but again, to your point, he has an entire intelligence apparatus that could probably like gaslight her into thinking that she's in love with him. So yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. Or whatever deal Katie Holmes got.
Yeah.
You know?
So we'll see. We will be following this ongoing story with bated breath.
But Shakira, don't worry. Just don't worry if you hurt that guy's feelings. Just do you.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you imagine how over the top, though, like if this is like all real, like Tom Cruise being convinced that you guys have something going and like the kind of over the top gifts that you go, because like he's well known in Hollywood for being like a very generous gift giver. Like for people like that, like for his guests on a show or something, or has a good experience somewhere. So I can only imagine when he's like, his heart is set to like Xenu horny, that you get like all the just fucking 9,000, like a fucking metric ton of roses or something. Like, oh, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it has a negative impact on the global environment, amount of roses that he sends. Apparently the cakes, this is something that I've heard from a number of sources.
Yeah.
The cakes that you get when you're within the good graces of Tom Cruise's orbit, you get some of the best cakes that have ever been baked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a problem. He should have led with a cake rather than these flowers.
Yeah. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, May 24th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get your flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.